Welcome to the Sundial Writers' Corner. I'm Dori Nutt, one of the producers of this feature that spotlights Tennessee Valley wordsmiths reading their own poetry and prose. Today, we welcome Beth Timms back to center stage. She brings us one of her early memories, or is it her memory?
One of my earliest memories is not my memory at all, just a story I heard so many times I took it as my own. A young woman is attending a birthday party down the street from her family home on Fifth Avenue in Bessemer, Alabama. She, Margaret, is a dark-haired, slender girl, shy and well-mannered, with a 1920s bob framing her face. She's known the guest, neighbors and family friends and classmates, most of her life. Some of the older women sit in porch chairs, waving flowered fans in front of their faces. They wear lace-collared pastel dresses that stick to their plump bodies with perspiration. The May weather has gone from warm to hot, and the birthday girl, Alma, is damp in her new silk dress with long diaphanous sleeves. She stands next to her mother on the wide front porch and greets her guest by name. "Hello, Miss Ruby. Hey, Miss Alberta. Thank you for coming." There is lemonade sweating in a pitcher on a white wicker table, and brownies melt on a glass tray. Alma's mother invites the guests, about 20 women and girls, into the parlor and then the dining room, where she has placed Alma's birthday cake in the middle of the table. The cake is thick with pink flowers made of frosting. Above the table, hanging from the chandelier, there are streamers and balloons and a big paper lantern. Earlier that morning, before he left for work, Alma's father had stood on a stepladder to hang the birthday decorations just so. The guests gather around the table, and there is a hush. Alma's mother lights the candles, 18 of them. The group begins to sing the happy birthday song, and Alma waits for her part. When the song is over, she bends down to blow out the candles. "Make a wish, but don't tell," one of the girls squeals, and Alma turns toward her, laughing. Her sleeve drags through one of the candles and catches on fire. At first, nobody notices, but then Alma screams, and her mother, a practical woman, dips the sleeve into the ice water pitcher. The sleeve is only singed, but in the scramble to move away from the table, one of the girls tumps the cake over onto the lace doily underneath, and it starts to burn too. The paper lantern, as though waiting for its cue, falls onto the cake, and now the flames curl around it. Alma's mother motions for people to move to safety. One girl rushes to the kitchen, grabs some sturdy oven mitts from the drawer, and goes back to the dining table. She picks up the burning cake and carries it out of the house, dumping it in the front yard. Someone behind her pours water onto the blackened mess, and then the fire goes out. The cake smolders in a row of red geraniums. I don't know what happened next. Maybe the ladies declare they've never seen anything like that in their entire lives. Maybe Alma cries. Maybe her mother, flustered, wonders if they can go on with the party, thinking of the work that went into that angel food cake, not to mention the expense of the decorations and the flowers. Maybe they all thank the calm girl who saved them from burning, who may have even saved them from a house fire. Maybe the calm girl stares down at the grass and smiles shyly. That calm girl was my mother. I heard this story many times. I pictured the burning cake, the women shrieking and pointing, the ruined party favors. I knew that my mother took this story out of her memory's vault so she could teach me what kind of girl I could be. But she was too late. I had already decided to be the girl who carried the cake.
Sundial contributor Beth Timms is a retired English teacher and has spent a number of years as a columnist for the Huntsville Times and then AL.com. You can hear Beth's story and all the past Sundial stories by going to WLRH.org and clicking on Sundial under the Shows and Podcast tab. And you can hear a new episode of Sundial every Monday morning at 9 here on Huntsville Public Radio.